Hello, everybody. This is Jordan Pacheco from the Glad Trad Podcast. I hope you're doing well. And I wanted to talk about some very exciting news today, as well as an overarching thing I'm beginning to see out there in the world. So, of course, the most immediate news is that Candace Owens, that firebrand conservative lady, has come home officially to the Catholic Church. Judging by the pictures that she posted on Twitter, I don't know if it was just confirmation and the rest of the sacraments, if she'd already been baptized, but this is beautiful. This is wonderful. And of course, marrying a traditional Catholic and having a bunch of Catholic kids probably helped in that decision, but I'm hoping to get her on the channel. I want to talk about that as well as plenty of other topics. But I just want to say, Candace, if you ever watched this, that I'm very proud of you. I know that this is where God wants you to be, in the fullness of his church, in the fullness of his truth. And I've already been praying for you, and I will continue to pray for you, especially as you are fully now my sister in Christ. But she is just a microcosm to something bigger I'm seeing across the whole culture. And I wanted to highlight this because I think this is a very Glad Trad thing to highlight. A week ago, Russell Brand, who is not a Catholic, who does meditations on his show, decided to pray the rosary. And I was watching the segment today, and it's not the full rosary, not all the five decades, but it's just going through the prayers and getting a grasp on them. And so to hear somebody who I've known for years and I've heard his opinions and I haven't always been very impressed with him, but just the fact that he prayed the rosary to potentially millions of his followers is tremendous. So put that in your mind. Now, on the other side, you have people like Tammy Peterson, Jordan Peterson's wife. She has a beautiful conversion story. She has a very beautiful story of overcoming an illness through God's grace. I think Gabby After Hours has a really, really great interview with him, or with her rather, and Jordan Peterson that you should totally go ahead and check out. And that was beautiful too. And I saw her photos coming in from Easter. You have, of course, Shia LaBeouf. Almost feels like this got kicked off with him a couple of years ago, right? Sitting down with Bishop Robert Barron. He's fresh off the set of playing Padre Pio in a really trash movie that's not really about Padre Pio. But I love what he said, right? He's talking to Bishop Barron, and Bishop Barron, he says to him that I love the Latin Mass. And His Excellency asks him why. And he says, because I don't feel like they're trying to sell me a car. And I think that was very emblematic for how a lot of trads feel. And we've been all sitting back waiting and wondering, and this is the bigger picture. We have very big personalities, celebrities, if you will, political commentators, whatever the phrases you want to use. But we have people who are very well known, who are converting into the Catholic faith, or at least having some sort of stance, a lot of times very positive, on Catholicism, not just Christianity as a whole, although we have heard some very interesting thoughts on Christianity out of people who would, you would think, classically be their adversaries, right? Richard Dawkins rather would have a cultural Christian place than any other religion. But I don't think that this is just because Catholicism is the it girl all of a sudden, because Catholicism is never the it girl. But I am seeing this more and more. I am seeing people talk and engage with Catholicism in a different sort of note than what it was when even I was growing up. I watched a really great video talking about fashion and Catholicism and the ruptures and the difficulty that that can sometimes entail, but how there is this little subculture of people who are using Catholic elements, and some of them actually are converting and finding themselves home in the Catholic faith. But what are we to make of this? For years, trads have been saying how excited we are that the traditional movement is young and it's hip, right? And it's vibrant. And also it's tough and it's difficult, but also that it's real. And so all I can think of is that the world is going crazy. The world is an absolute cesspool. I think things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. You hear me say that quite a bit. But God is calling all of us home. He's calling you and he's calling me. And for these people who have answered the call, I'm seeing this great joy, this great radiance, this great peace, which can pass over them. Now, I'm not just speaking of celebrities whom their lives can be very public, but I don't know very well. But in my own life, I've met so many converts to the Catholic faith. My Latin Mass parish I have is chock full of them. There was one I was talking to, a Protestant, and how he came to the fullness of the truth is he just walked in one day. The church was open. He'd never been in a Catholic church before, didn't even know it was a Latin Mass church. He walked in and he knew he was home. God called him. And God's calling all of us constantly, not just us who are cradle Catholics, but all of us into constant renewal, to constant repentance, to a constant deepening of our love for Christ. And we see this in the culture. We see how Catholicism is supposed to engage. And the only thing I can think of is because Catholicism provides a very strong medicine to the worst of the world's ills. We're coming up on, well, now we're beyond 500 years of the Protestant Revolution. How are the mainline denominations doing? How are the Anglicans doing and the Lutherans doing? The United Church of Christ, Presbyterians, they're dying, friends. The theology which they purported to keep as the fullness of the truth, they've abandoned a long time ago. And these more evangelical grassroots Christians, I'm finding, do not have the same sort of vitriol against Catholicism. Some of them do, and it's just out of ignorance. But generally speaking, they don't know about us because they're decoupled from that rupture point. They call themselves Christian not to sort of be a weird snide remark against Catholics. They call themselves Christian, evangelical, just to demonstrate that they're not mainline, that they're not Protestant like the Seven Sisters of America or something like that, right? The quintessential Protestant churches. That's interesting to me. And I've said this on the show a couple of different times, right? I have, in my own life, seen people come into Mass, roughing it. Man, I mean, these are people who life has been difficult sometimes, and this might be their first and only experience with the Lord. And maybe they have a lot of tattoos, the hair is not well, the dress isn't fitting, right? They look like they're really roughing it. And my question has never been one of judgment. I've never gone, oh, why are they in this church? I think if somebody was to step into the Catholic faith, trying to find some truth, trying to save their souls, what church would do it for them? And not some torn down, deconstructionist Catholic church with the carpet right, with the tabernacle gone, with the tambourines. That kind of beige Catholicism is for increasingly your grandma, right? It is a product of its time. It is an unfortunate hemorrhage of the faith, which is stuck, a widow to the last age. But true Catholicism, deep Catholicism, traditional Catholicism, truly is the Mass of the ages. And it tells people that the sacraments are real, that sacramentals are real and efficacious, that heaven exists, that hell exists, that sin exists, that man's nature can be restored to him through baptism, through the Eucharist, through penance, through the reception of all the sacraments, through a life conforming with grace, a life choosing heaven. I'll never forget Jordan Peterson years ago said, you know, every day man tips the world towards heaven or he tips the world towards hell. That's a very Catholic worldview, that every day our actions do determine if we bring a little bit of God's kingdom, because we are all sons and daughters of the King, if we bring his kingdom down on earth, or if we reject his laws, reject his commands. I think it's beautiful. I know it's going to be messy. But one thing that I'm very much aware of is in the broad political, cultural theater, people are engaging with Catholicism very seriously. Not all of it's positive, right? I mean, we have a president who's apparently a Catholic, obviously not. But to be honest, I don't always blame just because he's a terrible Catholic, or at least seems like he supports actions that make him a terrible Catholic. I think that this sort of Catholicism he was brought up with never challenged him that way. Charles Colomb talks about sacramentals being ripped up on the altar, a rosary right in front of them from the pulpit. I don't know if that's been Joe Biden's experience, but you can't trust anybody really who's gone to the Jesuits in the last 50, 60 years, except for, you know, a couple of good Jesuits. The culture is revolving on Catholicism. And a big thing I've been thinking about is that there are those who always say that the church is in trouble, the church is dying. I mean, and a lot of this is true to an extent. Parishes are closing, friends. Only a quarter of Catholics believe in the real presence. You saw that Pew Research poll that came out, right? 60% of Catholics support abortion. And you read that and you go, oh my gosh, we're done for. Well, only a quarter of Catholics go to Mass regularly. So chances are, if they're actually practicing Catholics, if you polled the actual practicing Catholics, this is a negligible point. And we've seen what happened. Pew years ago did a poll for traditional Catholics. The highest marks of fidelity to the faith which Christ has established. His church, not man's church, his church. I think it's very, very beautiful. Even in these tough times, we have to pick a side. And God is kind of sorting it out, right? I said this to a friend as I was talking about Candace's conversion. And she said, you know, I feel like the end times is happening. Yeah, you know, it's always going to be happening. We don't know the hour. We don't know the day. That's not my purpose to speculate. But I think it's beautiful. And again, it's because the culture is so sick. It is so sick. But Catholicism is the cure. A deep, authentic, serious approach to Catholicism. Your love, your relationship with Jesus and his church being first and foremost in your life. Everything else will take itself care, right? Well, how should I vote? Let's put a pause on it. What does our Lord tell us? How should I raise my children? What does our Lord tell us? Well, you know, how should I order my life? Well, choose Jesus first, friends. We choose Jesus first and everything else falls into place. We have ups and downs. This has been a crazy year, and I can't wait to talk more and more about my experiences, what I've learned, what I've had to relearn. But in all these stages that have happened for me, God is inviting me deeper into falling in love with him. He's offering that to you. You don't have to be a new convert on fire for the faith. You could be like me, a Catholic for almost 29 years of my life. That's the entirety of my life, by the way. And these constant moments of having to re-energize my faith, not because God lost interest, but because I didn't realize the treasure trove of what we have. So I know there are people who are concerned. Well, how much of this is just grifting? You see celebrities do things with the Catholic faith, and let's not talk about the obvious blasphemous things, right? Like just because a cross is used in a music video doesn't mean that it's a good usage of a cross, or just because a nun has her habit in a horror film doesn't mean that it's a good usage of nuns, right? But let's talk about those who it seems like it's a positive thing. How much of this is grifting? Catholics need to be very cautious of celebrity converts. Yes, all of this is completely true. All of it's completely true. Right? I mean, imagine the early Christians, right? And St. Paul comes in and sits next to them and they all go, oh goodness, look who walked in. But that's us too, you know? We're called to love our neighbor and more than our neighbor. Our Lord says to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. And for those who have done harm or those who haven't known the truth, we should welcome them with open arms. So I want to leave us with this last very positive understanding of things. I rejoice when a single soul comes to the fullness of the truth. And if they can come into the fullness of the truth as a baby, Deo gratias. And if they come in on their deathbed, Deo gratias. That is a Catholicism which is going to save the culture. Yes, it's one of resus et bellum. It is one of laughter. It is one of war. But this is strong medicine. It's also true medicine. And the church has always been on the brink of destruction, by the way, for the pessimists out there who are a little skeptical. Church was on the brink during the French Revolution, the Protestant Revolution, the rise of communism. The church was on the brink when we were being sacrificed to lions and to false idols. The church was on the brink when the papacy rent itself asunder by being overthrown by a bunch of Roman courtesans in the pornocracy. Name your time period, the Arian heresy, for heaven's sake. Church has always been in trouble. But that's not the point. The point is that God has told us what it's going to be. What shall happen? What does he say to us in Matthew? The gates of hell will not prevail. That doesn't mean it's not going to look like sometimes it will. It doesn't mean that there's not grifters sometimes. It doesn't mean sometimes that the Catholic faith stops feeling authentic and real. It doesn't mean that there's not heartache and pain and betrayal. Our Lord chose 12 men out of the entirety of history, and one of them betrayed him. So, you know, if that odds already works out for God, how much more can it be for us? But God tells us to go forward in the faith lovingly. They shall know we are Christians by our love, right? Faith, hope, and love, caritatis, charity, abide. But the greatest of these is love. So welcome your brothers, even those who have been rough in it, even those who have been away from the church, even those who need to come back to the church. Love them enough to tell them that this is where the fullness of the church lies. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And please, no matter if they're a big celebrity or they're a very small-time person, every soul that comes into the Catholic Church is a reflection of the great joy heaven has for them. A soul that says yes to Christ, no matter whose soul it is the most supremely beautiful thing. God bless you. I'll see you on the next one. Adios.